The question was asked when Shaul is in pursuit of David and he wants to kill David, when David has technically done nothing wrong. Is there anything wrong with what Shaul is doing? Do we find that Shaul is held accountable? And I'm not a master of Shas and Medrash, but I heard from my teachers that it does not say anywhere that Shaul was held accountable for that. I didn't see it. But when I don't see something, it could still exist out there. I heard from more learned people than myself that they never saw any place that says that Shaul was held accountable for pursuing David, which gives us an indication that although the Navi frames it as Hashem caused him to have a bad spirit, and the Navi certainly gives us the picture that David was in the right, that does not yet mean that Shaul was in the wrong. You can have a scenario where David's done nothing wrong, but Shaul is entitled as king to pursue someone who is threatening the monarchy. And his interpretation of David's actions is that David is threatening. Now, Shaul was wrong in killing out the city of Nov. And that, our sages do say that he was wrong. But his pursuit of David, well, when a king feels that someone's threatening him and trying to rebel against him, so then a king has to do whatever he has to do, or is entitled to do that. So in that sense, we don't see that Shaul was faulted. What we also find is that when David misspeaks about Shaul, so then David is taken to task in heaven. Why'd you speak that way about him? And when David tries to understand Shaul, and he says, "Im Hashem hesitecha bi yarach mincha." If Hashem is the one that caused you to come against me, may this be an offering before him, that I could have killed you, and my people wanted to kill you when you were in the cave and you didn't know we were all hiding there. May this be an offering before Hashem. So it says in heaven, Hashem said, "David, mesit karatali. You call me one who urges people, who spurns people on to hurt other people, I'm not going to let you get away with that." So we see that on the contrary, David was always held to task about his behavior to Shaul, and yet Shaul is deemed to have been fighting within the rules, within the system of the monarchy. So it does not seem that Shaul was in the wrong in his pursuit of David.